أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم ونادى نوح ربه فقال رب إن ابني من أهلي وإن وعدك الحق وأنت أحكم الحاكمين قال يا نوح إنه ليس من أهلك إنه عمل غير صالح فلا تسألني ما ليس لك به علم إني أعيذك أن تكون من الجاهلين قال رب إني أعوذ بك أن أسألك ما ليس لي به علم وإلا تغفر لي وترحمني أكن من الخاسرين صدق الله العظيم. These are verses 45, 46 and 47 of Surah Hud. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala continues discussing the incident of Sayyidina Nuh alayhi salatu wa salam. Here is a dialogue between Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala and Sayyidina Nuh alayhi salatu wa salam, with the full understanding that Nuh alayhi salatu wa salam had embarked on this ark, the believers and those animals that Allah ta'ala had commanded him to take. Nuh alayhi salatu wa salam's son, whose name was Yam, and he was also known as Kanaan, he did not embark with Nuh alayhi salatu wa salam. Nuh alayhi salam asked him to come on to the boat to embark. He did not, and eventually he was drowned. Now Nuh alayhi salatu wa salam calls upon Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, and Allah ta'ala says, وَنَادَى نُوحُ الرَّبَّ. Nuh alayhi salatu wa salam called unto his Rabb, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Qala ya Rabbi, he said, O my Rabb, O my Allah, O my sustainer, inna bani min ahli, my son is from my ahl, my son is from my household, from my family. Remember, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala said, the believers, the ahl, the family, they will also embark on this boat, on this ark, and they will be saved. So he is from my ahl, but what had happened to him, he had not embarked, and then of course, then he was destroyed, and he was drowned. وَإِنَّ وَعْدَكَ الْحَقِّ. On the one hand, O Allah, your wa'da, your promise is true, and this is always the kind of iman that we need to have, that Allah has made many promises to us, and Allah Ta'ala's promise is true, and we should have it in our heart, and we should realize it and understand it. وَأَنْتَ أَحْكَمُ الْحَاكِمِينَ. On the one hand is your promise, on the other hand you are the best, and you are the most supreme of all judges, the most supreme of all sovereigns. Allah, you will do what you have to do, you will do what you desire to do, you will judge in the way you want to judge according to your wisdom, but I don't understand this wisdom. So Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala's response, قَالَ يَا نُوحُ إِنَّهُ لَيْسَ مِنْ أَهْلِكَ. Nuh, certainly he was not from your ahl, he was not from your family. Now we discussed yesterday that Nuh alayhi salatu wasalam, at that point, either Nuh alayhi salam did not know the true state of his son's iman, whether he was in a state of iman or kufr, or alternatively, if he had known at that time, then what he was asking for is, O Allah, why did you not give my son iman and then bring him onto this ark, and he should have also been saved with the others. Innahu amalun ghayru salih. Allah Ta'ala says that his deeds were impious, his deeds were incorrect. Here Allah Ta'ala did not make reference to his iman. It hurts a parent when, especially a Nabi of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, that if Allah Ta'ala had used the word kufr, if Allah Ta'ala would have used the word disbelief, so Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala had taken Nuh alayhi salatu wasalam's feelings into consideration, and hence Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala said that his deeds are impious. فَلَا تَسْأَلْنِي مَا لَيْسَ لَكَ بِهِ عِلْمٍ. Nuh, do not ask me regarding those things that you do not have knowledge. That you did not have knowledge about the true state, the condition of your son's iman, or you did not have knowledge that he will leave this world without iman, whichever one, do not ask me with regards to this. Inni a'idhuka an takuna min al-jahilin. Allah Ta'ala's address to Nuh alayhi salam, certainly I advise you that you do not become amongst the ignorant ones, and you do not have knowledge, and without that knowledge you seek from me. Save yourself, stay away from it. Nuh alayhi salatu was salam's response to Allah Ta'ala, Qala Rabbi, inni a'udhu bika an as'alaka ma laysa li bihi ilm. An immediate submission to Allah Ta'ala. Nuh alayhi salam said, My Rabb, certainly I seek refuge, I seek your protection, that I ask you with regards to such things about which I do not have knowledge. In other words, he now turns to Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala in a repentant manner, seeking and asking Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala for forgiveness. At this point, we should always remember that all the Anbiya alayhim salatu was salam was sinless. All the Anbiya alayhim salatu was salam were infallible. This is confined only to the Anbiya alayhim salatu was salam from the human beings, and of course the Malaika, the angels. These are regarded as errors and slips of the Anbiya alayhim salatu was salam. We find in the hadith of Shafa'at, our Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam describing mankind, that when the Hisab and Kitab will not begin, they will go to Adam alayhi salatu wassalam. He will make his excuse about eating from the tree that he was forbidden to eat from. Then mankind will go to Sayyidina Nuh alayhi salam, and he will make his excuse, and this will be the excuse of Sayyidina Nuh alayhi salam. Wa illa taghfir li, and O Allah, if you do not forgive me, wa tarhamni, and O Allah, if you do not have mercy upon me, akum minal khasirin, then I will be from the losers. We are all in need of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala's maghfirat, Allah Ta'ala's forgiveness. We are all in need of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala's rahmah for us to remain on the straight path. If we go back, then we will find the Sayyidina Adam alayhi salatu wassalam's words were very similar. رَبَّنَا ظَلَمْنَا أَنفُسَنَا وَإِن لَمْ تَغْفِرْ لَنَا وَتَرْحَمْنَا لَنَكُونَنَّ مِنَ الْخَاسِرِينَ. Allah, if you do not forgive us, if you do not have mercy upon us, we will be from the losers. And this is the mindset that the Anbiya alayhimu salatu wassalam had. This was the belief and the iman and the way of life of Anbiya alayhimu salatu wassalam. And Allah Ta'ala grant it to us also, that we always beg Allah Ta'ala for His forgiveness. We always beg Allah Ta'ala for His rahmah, knowing full well that without the forgiveness and rahmah of Allah, we will all be astray and we will all be losers. May Allah Ta'ala guide us all on the sirati mustaqim. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik. Ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk.